When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What's up, everyone? I'm Tori.
And I'm Anissa.
And this is MTV's official challenge podcast, where we go behind the scenes of the challenge, Double Agents.
Before we begin, there are spoilers ahead, so make sure you're up to date on the latest challenge episodes.
And this was a crazy episode. Tensions are high as we get closer to the final. Alliances are being broken, and Casey and Leroy win their fifth daily challenge.
And stick around till later in the episode, because we will be interviewing Amber B, and you do not want to miss that.
All right, Anissa, let's get started. All right, Anissa, let's jump right into my least favorite segment of the podcast. Actually, I love this segment. It always cracks me up. The Safe House, a quick 36-second recap in honor of it being the 36th season. Anissa, are you ready?
Not exactly.
All right. Well, listen, it's not about
I'm going to try my best, though.
All right. Ready? Three, right. Two, one, go.
I'm gone. The show sucks. Okay, we could try it again.
Excellent. Really. Okay. Ready? All right. Three, two, one, go.
Okay. So as you guys know, I'm out of the equation. I am no longer on the challenge. But these people are, and they arrived to the next challenge because they're not in the final yet, and they got to go in metal balls and roll around. There are a lot of balls this season. I don't know why. So everybody's running over targets. Fessy's trying to run over Nani inside of the ball. Oh, guess what? Shocker. Leroy and Casey win again. I really need new winners because I need them to spice up the show. Anywho, then you know who's going to go into elimination because they didn't win? Oh, you guessed it. Kyle and Amber. And then CT and Big T go in against them. But shocker, it's not a guy's day. Done. It's a girl's day. Done.
Good job. That was good.
I did what I could, okay?
You did great.
Listen, you can't be the best at everything, you know?
No, you can't be. And I mean, honestly, I think you really summed it up so well that my 36 seconds is going to sound a lot like yours, but I'm going to do my best.
Listen, fill in the blanks. You know what to do. And you know what? You have 3 seconds.
Okay.
Three. Two. One.
Anissa's not there anymore, so it sucks, but we're going to keep it moving forward. That's right. Everybody is in balls, like Anissa already said. And while they're in the balls, absolutely. Fessy is doing his thing, acting like there's nobody in there with her. I don't know how Nani's going to lose a bone. You might break a bone, but I don't know how you're going to lose one. So everyone keeps going forward. Leroy and Casey got the ability to pick the order, and then they got the chance to win again. They are so dominant this season, and it's really fun to watch them win, but at the same time, we want to spice up the show. Poor Kyle. Poor Kyle tried to throw him off in deliberation, and then CT came through, and he was like, nah, I'm going to vote for you anyway. Sneaky, sneaky, sneaky little snake. That's what happens when you have sneaky little snakes in your alliance. Okay, go for it. I'm done.
Hey, go for it. I'm done.
I'm so trash. That was the worst 36 second recap I've ever done.
Hey, go for it. I'm done. Like, I already went for it.
It was so bad. That was pathetic.
I mean,
oh, God. What do you think the play of the day was, Anissa?
I don't know what the play of the day was. I mean, if we could skip ahead, I feel like Amber picking Fessy was a big play of the day.
Yeah, that was a big move.
I mean, that was smart for her because, one, that guy was supposed to be part of her alliance.
Right.
And then, two, he screwed her.
Yeah.
And then, three, even though it's going to look silly and Fessy thinks, oh, all these girls want me. No, Fessy, it's not you. It's the relationships you have and the safety you may provide. It's not because you're an amazing partner.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Amber did the best that she could, and I think that was a good move for her.
Who do you, what do you think the dirtiest deed was?
I mean, come on, CT.
Yeah, voting for Kyle.
Yeah, you just, and you know what? It is an individual game, and I got to give props to CT for being like, listen, you guys are trying to get me out, and you know, but it just makes it hard to trust people when you have a game like this.
Yeah, you got
to
do what you got to do. I mean, like, I don't disagree with CT, but it is so interesting watching this season and then just, like, taking notes on everybody. Like, this is how they move. I feel like they're really, like, CT, we always knew what kind of player he was. We knew that he was that rogue guy, and that's kind of why people didn't trust him from the beginning. And then he got offended when people didn't trust him. But he doesn't ride with anybody, and kind of neither does Kyle. So, like, they're both kind of, like, doing the best they can. They're both backed up into a corner, and that's why they're working together. But it's like, what are you going to do? At some point in time, it's me or you. And I get why he did what he did. It's not like it's, like, me and you in there, and they've been, like, friends off the show. It's like, it's a strictly business relationship.
Yeah, because I'm not going to tell you I'm going to do something and then not do it without talking to you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, let's get into the challenge a little bit more. So this one was called Global Domination, and like you said, they had to be inside these big metal balls, which I feel like Casey got hurt the moment they rolled off. Did you feel like she got hurt?
She like fell and was like and like you see her GoPro smash into it, and I'm like, there has to be, I mean, somebody has to have a bruise or like a graded kind of like scrapes or something, because that did not seem comfortable. I mean, I didn't think they were going to get over 50 targets.
No.
And it would have been interesting to see what would have happened if Kyle and Amber won.
Yeah, I think that like it would have been really rewarding to watch this episode if Leroy and Casey didn't have the ability to pick which team went on offense twice, because I think that was a huge upper hand. Like, yeah, they got exhausted, but they also learned the rhythm of it all, and they had multiple opportunities. So obviously they're going to have a better chance of winning. And like, they only won by one, but who's to say which round that was? So I just think it's I think that like, obviously it's, I love Leroy and Casey as people. I think it's awesome that they're winning. But like you said, like when you see an alliance start to dominate as a viewer, you want to watch that underdog, that the people with less numbers, you want to watch them get the upper hand somewhere, because it's just satisfying.
Yeah, it totally is. Nothing personal and all, like,
no, yeah,
just from a viewer's perspective now, because we're both viewers now that I'm off the show too.
Yeah,
so I get to watch it and think like, damn, like, yeah, this would have been good for TV.
Yeah, totally. And then like, you know, obviously back into the house, that throws a whole wrench in the game, because now obviously this is when we have this moment where Kyle and CT have to have this like real clear look who's going to go in, because we know it's between us. And I think it's so funny how the entire time they're like, oh, it's definitely going to be a guy's day. It's definitely going to be a guy's day. And obviously it wasn't, which is crazy.
Yeah.
I was shocked by that, because this is the first time we just came out of, it was just a girl's day, wasn't it?
Yeah, but then the numbers evened up. Once there's nobody rogue, they can do a girls or a guys day.
Right.
But to keep everybody on their toes, they switch it up.
This shit's like the Hunger Games. I swear to God, like being on the challenge.
It's this game specifically, though.
Yeah.
No rhyme or reason.
Yeah.
You can't get into a rhythm because you have no idea. Like this episode just threw a wrench in it. Like, oh, by the way, it's another girls day.
Yeah.
They could have saved me for this one.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Could you imagine? It's like next episode, they're going to have like killer poisonous hornets. Like, it's like, it's like Jumanji. Like a stampede is going to come out next. Okay, like, what are you guys throwing at us? Like, what is the twist? Like,
I want to be Jack Black.
I want to be The Rock.
Yeah. It'd be amazing. It would be amazing. But let's talk about this hall brawl, because I know that these guys are looking at it like, shit, we're about to do some damage.
Yeah, you saw the look on Kyle's face. He said he was speechless.
I mean, I wouldn't want to go into a hall brawl with CT. Can CT,
no.
He's a broad dude. Like, he's a big guy. And I'm not talking big and body shaming. I mean, like, he's fit. Mm-hmm. And he's naturally just, like, he's always been a bigger guy than everybody else. Like, he just has more muscle mass, bigger bones. Like, I don't want to go in a hall. Can he fit in the hall? I karate chop his balls and then try and go through his legs. I don't even think you can, because he's got those fucking meaty, strong legs. I just wouldn't want to see him in there.
So, like, if I had to, like, really think about this whole brawl and if it was Kyle and CT, like, CT does have this, like, big man, older man strength. Like, this, like, strength that, you know, like, dads have, right? But at the same time, like,
that
CT.
That dads have, really? That
yeah,
dads
like,
have?
He's got dad strength. Yeah.
No, I think he has, like, he just has, like, some weird strength. He's always had it.
Okay.
So some people have that scrappy, kill or be killed survival strength. And CT is... Yeah. One of them where he can just get heated and be like, all right, I'll bite off everybody's head.
Yeah. But also CT like always talks about how like he's got a bad back or he's got like achy bones and he's getting older. So it's like you don't know if like one impact initially could have been the thing that like made something pop or like hurt.
Yeah, no. I think a lot of people talk shit like my back hurts sometimes too, but could have been from the night before, you know what I'm saying? no, but, like, I don't have any aches and pains yet, thank God. Like, and CT's, you know, though he's a little bit older than me, like, we put our bodies through a lot of shit. I mean, 2 decades of challenges, really. I mean, those kinds of falls every season, like.
Yep.
I'm sure it's going to hit us at some point, but, you know, he's in good shape. He's fine. And then I think Kyle, too, has, like, that pub brawl, like raw, you know, he's told us he's been in fights, like kind of scrappy thing too. So, I mean, it would have been interesting to have seen these guys go in.
Yeah, totally. But they were saved by the challenge gods this episode. And we get another hall brawl out of Amber B. And this time it's with Big T. And I gotta say, Big T really put up a fight. What did you think?
I thought so too. I think that this is one of those things where you need experience to know what it feels like to just crash into another being and not give a shit.
Yeah.
And also keep your feet moving.
Yeah.
You know, like stand still in the middle is not doing shit. But if you keep like driving with your feet and you have a good, you know, center of gravity and you're pushing somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that you'll cover more ground. I think that Amber is a faster runner than Big T. And I think that Big T was really far from her side on that first one.
Yeah.
I think with experience, you know, it definitely helps. And I think Big T could have had that maybe been her second hall brawl, you know? I mean, she definitely did better round two.
Yep, definitely.
Forgetting that feel of it.
It's a tough one to do. Like, both you and I have been in hall brawls before. I mean, you can be prepared for it, but it really doesn't ever get easy. And it's 100% always scary, no matter who you're going against, because you just never know. Am I going to run into the wall? I think about that. Like, first step is actually getting through through the hall. I like, is my elbow pad going to like climp the side? Am I going to even get there? That's always my first fear.
See, I started. Ours was in that chicken coop, Laurel and I. So it was in a circle. So we couldn't see each other at all.
Oh, that's terrifying.
We just had to anticipate it. But we also started inside of it. Which is different too. Yeah. I have a fear of this hall brawl, just missing the hall, just running alongside of it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Tripping over the fucking post on the outside that's holding up the wall. Like, ah, shit.
See you later.
Yeah. missed it. Can we start over? Bad aim.
We're like running. I know me. Like, my leg will freeze. I'll fall over before I even get in there. Like
SpongeBob. Oh, my leg.
Yeah, that's how I would be. That's how I feel.
Oh, God. Well, we got to give it up for Amber B. She pulled it out.
Yeah. Good job, Amber.
And she picks Fessy as a partner. Like you said, power move, because she assimilates herself back into that alliance. Was that the right word? Assimilate?
You know what? I think you can use it.
Okay.
She integrates herself back into the alliance.
Yeah.
And she attaches like a leech back onto that one. Like, oh, well, if you guys want to vote me in again, I'm with Fessy.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, and the other, I mean, knowing also that Casey is tied with Leroy and this is their fifth win, most likely, if we're looking at the odds, they may win the next challenge. So why not go with feces? Go with Casey's number one.
Go with feces number one.
Go with feces number one.
I can't handle you.
I can't handle you either.
Well, this episode was stressful and...
But let's talk, and then Nani... picks Kyle.
Yeah. And like, how big of a decision is that? Because she probably put CT in the final.
In a better position, yeah.
And that's crazy.
I think that if she was going to choose who she was going to fuck over, that was the moment she was going to do it.
Wow. That's a lot of power.
But in the final, I would rather see Kyle than CT. So,
like, against her to have as a partner.
I would rather have CT be my partner. Yeah. But if I were a guy running, like, if I were a team running against anyone, I don't think I want to run against CT. I'd rather run with him or not see him at all. And they may have, you know, put him right in there.
Yeah, I would have, if I was Nani and it was that close to the final, I would have picked CT as well.
Me
because
too.
The guy has won three, and he didn't win three easy ones. He won Invasion. He came back for that one, and War of the Worlds 2. And Anissa, I was there for War of the Worlds 2 for the first day and a half of that final. It was hard, and he did that. So, like, I didn't believe that CT still had it until I saw him do it. He's the one to pick, and he's so smart. He can solve anything. He can eat anything. Like, he is the
goat.
Swim. Yeah, he's the goat. Like,
and people don't want to fuck with him. They never know where he is, so he's scary. We need to play like CT.
Yeah, he is scary. Scary.
We didn't take notes. That episode, did we?
No, we should definitely take notes if we get him again as a guest.
Yes. Definitely.
Speaking of taking notes, let's take some notes from our next guest, Amber B. We are so excited to have her on, so make sure you guys stick around. We'll be interviewing Amber B right after this short break.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
All right, everybody. We are so excited because today on this episode, we are going to interview the one and only, the rookie of the year, Amber Borsatra. Yay! Hi, Amber B.
Hi.
Amber B. So much easier. Girl? That is one last name that Tori made into something else.
I love it.
Hi, ladies.
How are you doing, girl? How are you feeling today? What's going on?
I'm so much better now to see both of you, so I'm really good. Thanks.
Oh, yay. Well, listen, let's get into this episode because it was epic to watch.
Yes.
And I mean, this was the first episode, Amber, that you didn't have Darrell by your side. Mm-hmm. So what was it like going into this challenge, knowing that you were going to be partnered with someone new today?
You know, I'm still learning so much about this game, first of all. It's my first season. I was kind of excited just to know that I was coming back, first of all. And just knowing I'm going to be partnered with someone else, I was nervous because I just, you know, you just don't know who you're working with. You don't know what conversations have been had. You don't know people's game. So that was hard because with Darrell, he knew everything. You know, I talked about my personal life. He was just a great partner. So I wasn't looking forward to having another one, honestly, to be honest with you. Anybody else. No guy left I did not want to work with. So,
yeah.
I hear you.
It was Kyle.
There was slim
too.
Pickings towards the end of like, I don't want to run with none of y'all motherfuckers.
Right. Like,
no, I was like, Corey's the nicest person here.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah, he is. I didn't want to do that to Cam. And I just like, I felt like for me, it was just like, you know, Fessy, you love saying my name. So like, you know, what's up?
Hell yeah.
Right.
Well, you and Kyle seemed to kill it. Like you guys did a great job in that ball. So like, how did that chemistry come about? Do you think it like... it was just natural to work with him? Or do you think that, like, what happened in there?
I've seen Kyle perform. So I had no worries with Kyle. Like, I think he's a great competitor. I think that he is, when he has a turn on, he will turn on and go above and beyond. I think for me, it was just knowing that, all right, cool. This is now who I'm part. Someone I was working against, I'm now working with. One thing I have to say is, you know, I will always be loyal to whoever I'm partnered with. I will be loyal to, you know, that person. It doesn't matter about my alliance at this point. Even throughout the game, even Darrell, I let Big Brother know, even with Darrell, I'm sorry, but he comes first. So I knew that my whole game was about to switch up, knowing that I was with a whole other side of the house. But yeah, I was looking forward to being partnered with Kyle. I mean, I couldn't get Darrell back, so I felt like Kyle was like the next best thing for me. And just endurance wise too, I just know that he's a beast. So I was excited to work with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think at that point you have to just like, alliance aside, like just do what you need to do for your game.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I want to know because when Tori and I were watching it, I'm like, God, these metal balls are really big and they look kind of dangerous. Mm-hmm. Did you guys wear pads? Like, did you feel safe? Yeah. Elbow pads, knee pads, a neck brace. I was nervous because it looked like you were in literally like a metal caged ball.
Yeah. No, they were hard. They were tough. Like, you thought when you were going to hit somebody that they would just bounce. No, you literally slam into that person. I was all banged up. I was bruised. You had no pads. And then plus hard running next to somebody because he's lanky. He is long. Mm-hmm. He has some long. Damn long legs. Like I was just like, at some points I was like, his legs were crossing mine. I was in front of him. I was on the floor. I did the 360 at one point.
Oh, my back God. On my
bro, I was flipping. It was so funny. It was more comical than anything. I wish you could see those parts because it was so funny. And then Fessy's over there talking shit. And then I'm like, not today, Fessy. Like, I'm against you. I'm not for you. So, but it was tough. It was really tough. I thought that we could just run into each other and they bounce clearly somewhere else with the speed and the amount of force we would run into each other, but you just don't budge. They're hard. They're
bumper cars without the bumper. Yeah. So basically it's just a head-on collision.
Oh fuck.
That's what it felt like.
So did you think after your performance that you guys had won?
I thought that we did well. I felt like we had definitely had a chance. Just knowing that, of course, you could see where, you know, the line was drawn with that, you know, Leroy, Cam, Casey, you know, the everyone else. So I knew that we kind of didn't have like that advantage, which kind of, you know, it sucked, but I felt like we did the best we could. We literally, I swear, he's so good. Like he's such a great partner. So I felt like just because of our performance, we did very well. I felt like we had a great chance at winning. So in my mind, I was like, heck, we might've had this.
Yeah. Well, like, it's interesting because even though you didn't win, like, apparently your alliance won. So, like, Casey wins this and, like, you should have felt safe because, you know, you've been rocking with her the whole season. Mm-hmm. And then obviously when it came time, she didn't stick her neck out there for you, like, the way that you had done earlier in the season. Mm-hmm. So, like, how did that make you feel? Or were you, like, surprised that she betrayed you and kind of went along with Fessy and what needed to happen for their game?
Oh, it didn't make me, of course, I didn't feel good at all. Just knowing I'm a rookie and someone new at this point in the game, especially coming to the end, I knew that I was about to just be picked, you know, and just, you know, I knew that yeah. that in my mind, I was like, I get it. I, you know, I can't be mad at that either because these people have been working together. They've cut Bessie and Casey have worked together in the past. And I can't get mad about that, but also being there, knowing that, you know, these people are someone I came into headquarters with and someone that these are people that I had their back and I had their partners' backs. Like this whole, I got, you know, I had people mad at me because I was making decisions, you know, that they wanted, you know, me to make sometimes. So I felt like it was hard, and it was even just watching that and just seeing some of the stuff. I was like, really? I was like, you really said that, Casey? You really said that? You know what I mean? But you know, at the end of the day, I do get that it is a game. I can put the personal stuff, you know, aside, but then I was taking it personal. What got to the point where I started taking things personally, and it was hard.
You can't help it. You can't help it.
Totally.
And the other thing is, being on Total Madness with Casey and Fessy, like, I was with Casey and Nani, like, every day. There was no real Big Brother alliance. Nobody was there to, like, look out for Fessy. I mean, Josh was with Nani, so this is, like, a new thing. Right. I feel like on the off season, they got this together. They were like, all right, we're going into this challenge. We got to solidify this alliance. Mm-hmm. And for you, like, you came in and to be honest, you got further than anybody expected, because the way things have gone over the past couple of challenges, well, years actually, is that rookies go in first. But if you're proving yourself, and you picked an awesome partner in the beginning, and I think that really helped you to kind of make a good game for yourself and make like the right moves, because Darrell's a really low-key person, so he wasn't starting drama for you, and you had space to really like observe things. So yeah. I think that you had a really good experience compared to like a lot of people that leave the first week. So
yeah
and I agree too, because I learned a lot from Darrell. Like, I'd ask him questions, I would write things down, I would be like, hey, should I do this, what should I, you know what I mean? And and like, even when it came to like voting, you know, like it's just like, if I can do whatever I want with my game, I can vote how I want, I can do what I want. But he's just like, if someone asks you something, you know, come clean about it. Like, you know, if someone, you know, so I'm like, I learned so much from Darrell. And I think that also helped my game. Just him being like a four, you know, he's won four of these in a row. Why not
yeah.
listen to somebody? Why not take notes? Mm-hmm. Why not learn my rookie season, how to actually play this game? Yeah. I think with double agents, there's so many moving pieces. Like, everything switches up. Alliances change. Things change constantly. So I think my hardest thing was going into this knowing that I might hurt someone's feelings. And I hate that. And I hated that about myself, you know, just having that mindset. But yeah, not having Darrell there and now being partnered with Kyle, I was kind of lost. I was so lost at this point in the game. I was so lost. I was like, I just want to go home.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't have a chance anymore. You know what I mean? And it really, it did suck. I felt like, okay, if it's not this week, it's going to be next week, you know, that I'm going in and I'm going to have another elimination. So it's just, it's so, I don't see how y'all have done it this long. I don't know
how
y'all do seasons after season sometimes, but it was.
Well, I'm still learning and I'm still taking notes, and I specifically want to know what Darrell told you, because I am now going to copy and paste those notes into my game. So if you wouldn't mind.
Tori's working on her strategy because she's clearly not good at the social game.
However, everyone hates
I am,
me, so
but help. I cannot work for two people, because clearly being best friends in a house does not work for us.
Hell no.
So if we ever do a show together again, I need her to take all of the notes possible and then learn from that.
So like, give me like one good Darrell gem.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to give it to myself. I'm going to keep it.
Drop gems right now.
Just a little
just
baby
a little gem.
Just a little tiny gem. A little poo-poo.
No, I've learned how to kind of, when I went in, I just like, I learned how to, when to be quiet. I learned when to speak up. I learned not when to get into things. You know what I mean? It was just kind of like, just stay clear of the bullshit, you know? And I'm a kind of person, you know, outside of even the game, I'm not confrontational. I literally just sit at home. I chill. I don't know if I'd smoke my weed. I don't know if I can say that.
You can say that.
It's okay, girl. It's okay.
You know what I mean?
Like,
and so, like, I was like, Darrell, this is intense. Like, what do I do? Like, I hate myself right now because I'm doing things I wouldn't normally do. You know what I mean? So, he taught me to be very, like, just calm in certain situations where I was just all over the place and just kind of just, I don't know. And he plays a very low-key game, you know?
Yeah.
And And I learned that from him. I'm like, okay, now I see, now I get it. And I'm still, again, I'm looking back at this, even the whole season. I'm like, okay, I did that wrong. Next time I need to, you know, learn to do, this is why I can do better. You know, I'm learning how to, what I can do better, which is cool, but I'm still emotional over some things. And yeah, I've had a hard time compressing. And just going into this season, I was not in the best mindset either. Like, I wasn't in a great place. So just to have him as a partner and be able to, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I hate how much I am.
Don't apologize.
Let it out, girl.
And just to know that, like, I can tell him everything. Like, if I were crying, and he'd be like, don't worry, it's not about the game. Can I talk to you for a minute, Darrell? He literally would give me the best advice, and I just run with it, you know? But it was a very hard place to be for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I swear, I'm the strongest I've ever been in my life now because of the challenge.
I love that.
Yeah, it helped me. I'm like, wow, I've learned a lot about myself. And thanks to everyone that, you know, I was on the show with, I've learned a lot about myself. And that's one thing I'm thankful for. Because I'm a lot happier. I'm a lot better now mentally. So
good.
That's awesome.
We're happy for you. And I think that's one of the most beautiful things about this. It's like, going into this difficult process, I'm like, yes, sometimes it's going to make you crumble and you're going to feel like you're under pressure. But girl, you came out like a diamond. So let that pressure speak for itself, you know?
Yeah. So it is a pressure cooker and it is crazy.
Yeah.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Years and years and years still never prepares you for the emotional spiral that you will complete, because I spiraled till I left. I was just in one big old noodle spiral. And it just happens. And you don't know when it's going to hit. But I think, you know, like, being, it's really hard, especially if you're dealing with stuff at home, to go into that situation and then try and like separate the two and not be upset, not be in your head, because there's nothing to do in the downtime.
Right. So, and you don't want your energy to like mess up, you know, affect anyone else too. You know, you don't want to like, you know, I didn't want to ever be like a person where I was like negative or else affecting someone else. Like, I hate that. And I, and you can't escape anywhere to like get away so you can take a recharge and take a minute. So yeah, that sucked. But one thing, Anissa, I remember before at the airport, I remember looking at you, I'm like, I love you, Anissa. Like, cause I watched you for like, you know, for the longest time. And I'm like, I'm a Anissa fan, you know? And I remember telling you that. I was like, I'm an Anissa fan. So, cause I just see every year, you know, like the pressure and everything that's on you. And I'm just like, I 100% like support you. And I'm like all there for you. Like you are.
Thank you.
I fucking love you.
Yay. Oh, I love you too.
I do.
I want a hug now. I want many hugs. I miss kitchen hugs. Kitchen hugs over dishes. I knew not to touch them because she was going to hit me. I was like, no. I don't know who did the dishes. You did them. Okay, I'm not touching it. I don't know if the dishes in the dishwasher are dirty or clean, girl.
Oh,
take
shit.
This hug.
Oh, shit. Listen.
I do have go ahead, babe.
No, I was going to say, listen, I love the hugs and I love all of the love stuff that we're doing right now. But I need to focus on the fact that, Amber, even though you got that love, you're still a badass. Oh. And that's why you crushed that elimination. This was your second hall brawl. Nobody, like, I've only done one hall brawl. Anissa, you've done one hall brawl. Many challengers have not even done a hall brawl.
Right.
So it's crazy the fact that you had to go into two your first season. Yeah. Like, do you feel like after the first one, you were more prepared for the second one?
Most definitely. When the first one, I was like, what is this? Like, where am I? Like, this is happening. Like, I'm on the challenge. I have to do this. This is why I'm here. So I was like, wow. I was like, this is really happening right now. The first one, I was so shocked and I was confused. I was like, I didn't know what I was getting into. But the second one, I was like, okay, I've ran in the sand before. I know how it feels. I know what this, you know, this game is, or this elimination. And if anything, I can kind of take what I did for my first one and do better, you know, the second time around. So.
Yes. And it was just not the same game, because the first time you had to run through with these balls.
Yeah.
So this time it was just like, nope, straightforward. You're just running right through the person. But this time you had to go against one of your close friends.
Right.
Like, so like, you and Big T were super close all season. Like, she was always rooting for you. You were always rooting for her. So like, what was that like?
Y'all could tell me too.
No, but me and Anissa didn't have to physically go against each other.
No, that was
that would have been awful.
Oh,
awful. Because we would have tried to kill each other and then cry at the end.
Yeah.
Because we're both equally as competitive. I don't know how you did it. I wouldn't be able to run full speed at her. I would run outside of the hall.
I would have ran into the hall and...
I would have just lied down in the middle. Like, don't hit me.
No, it's funny. No, I get it. Yeah, it was tough, but Big T is solid. Like, she is so solid. So I knew that it wasn't going to be easy because she's solid. Like, that's what you kind of run through. I was like, I'm going to have to put all of my 120 pounds on her and just try to, like, it was just speed in the second one for me. It's just like as quick as I could, you know, get through her and get to the end. Mm-hmm. But it was hard. I knew that if I did win and I came back that I wouldn't have her. And she was someone that it was nice having around. So
yes,
I think that was what was bothering me the most in my mind was like, wow, if I win this and I go back, I don't have Big T anymore. And so that did suck. Mm-hmm. And it was
very
hard.
Bittersweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Big T is such a light in that house. She is such,
oh God, yeah,
such an amazing. I mean, no one got to see her sing Shakira or Michael Jackson. They were equally as terrible, but they were so good. I mean, that we all sang Shakira to her when she was scared during trivia. Like, there were great moments with Big T, and I wish. I mean, they showed her sparkle, but they didn't really show her sparkle. You know, she's a great person. So yeah. I'm glad you guys clicked because she's a nice person to have in your corner, and she's just
especially in that environment. You know, it's like being there.
Yeah.
And it's so quiet at this point when you go back to headquarters. It's like crickets. So it's stopping. Like, now I'm going to just stare at walls, walk hallways.
No, it's right. Quiet. But now you picked Fessy. Uh-huh. So I don't know how quiet it's going to be with his ego in there.
Oh, shit. What was that like? Because you just like bossed up and you're like, nah, you don't want to work with me. Here you go, motherfucker. Now you don't have a choice.
Right. And I felt like after, you know, working with Kyle, I kind of wanted to be some kind. I wanted Kyle or CD to have the chance to like go rogue, you know?
Yeah.
And they didn't show that, but I was just like, should I make, I even looked at everyone during the elimination after I won. And I was like, should I make one of these guys rogue? Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I don't care what y'all say. So I was just like, you know what? I'm going to pick Fessy. He loves saying my name. Mm-hmm. Like, loves, you know, he likes to, you know, so why not? Like, let's work. You like to talk about me. Let's go on and do this.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. But
I think it was amazing.
Yeah.
I think it was great. I'm like, shake it up, Amber. Shake it up. Damn it. Right.
And then like Big Brother was starting to kind of like fizzle out like against me. So I was just like, well, now you're attached to me. So where are we going? You know, I'm like,
right.
What are we gonna do next? I want to hear all about it.
Like, yeah. Right. If I'm not on the top of the, you know, of the list, and I'm at the bottom of this alliance, and you guys want to keep me out of it, well, I'm going to attach myself like a Siamese twin to Fessy, and then see what you guys do now. What are you gonna do next?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it felt so good to finally, like, honestly, I was so happy that I went into elimination again, just because I wanted to have that power. So,
So now that that's happened and they kind of, I don't want to say turn their back on you, but you know, I feel like Casey and Fessy really had each other's back, which kind of like left you out. Would you work with Big Brother again if you do another season?
Amber,
I wish people could see your face. It's so beautiful and cute. And then she's like, well.
Oh, you know, that's a, I, you know, one thing I do, I do appreciate how much Big Brother did have me, you know, in the beginning, have my back in the beginning. I get it's a game. I get it. We all say that. And coming towards the end, I saw kind of where their loyalty lied for each other. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the hard part for me. It was more so like, I don't care this one. I don't care what I have to do. Like, I'm going against all y'all. Like, you sent my partner home. Y'all like say my name. Y'all out here talking about me, having conversations without me in this alliance. You know what I mean? Quote unquote. Mm-hmm. But I just have to kind of see, I guess, how the rest of this season plays out. So leave it at that.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a safe Big Brother answer. we've had a lot of Big Brother people on here. We have been taking notes for all of you Big Brother players out there listening. And to you, Amber B. We have been taking notes, so be warned.
We have to.
Be scared.
We have to.
We're coming in Big Brother style.
Coming in hot.
Big Brother came in so hot, it was like, damn, that shit put us on our ass. Like, that's, you guys came in solid, so we got to take notes. It's a respect thing.
No, I'm like, yeah, and I would be taking notes too. Like, I'm literally taking notes because, again, like, if I was to ever do another season, like, I want to do better than I, you know, even mentally, I mentally yeah. want to, in, you know, I want to do better with, like, how I approaching people. If I have to, like, say their name, you know, that's the hard part for me. Like, I was like, I want to do better. And
yeah,
I want to do better. Like, I don't know. I'll keep saying it over and over again, but I you know, there's a lot of things I have to work on and I'm okay with that.
Totally. So. I'm just curious real quick though. Did you like watch? Cause like before I got on the challenge, I came from a show called Are You the One? And like I Googled and YouTubed videos of the challenge to try to like get myself ready. And I specifically watched Hall Brawl. Did you watch Hall Brawls before you came on? Like,
no.
Okay. So you had no idea.
I had no idea. When they said hall, I was like, what is a hall? I had to ask people in the, cause like I've seen Hall Brawl before. I've seen Hall Brawl before. And again, my dad's a huge challenge fan.
Oh, okay.
So he, I'd watch it with him or I'd talk to him about it. But I, again, I don't know some of these elimination. I don't know what they are. Like if I saw it, I'm like, okay, that's a Hall Brawl, but it didn't click, you know?
Gotcha. And, gotcha. Yeah. So it's like, it was like minimal preparation. It was kind of like, all right, I think I know what I'm doing. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to figure it out when I get there.
Right. Right. But once you're down there, you just, there's, you just have to do it. Like
just
you
run.
So
run full speed at my best friend, no problem.
Right. Yeah, I happens. Love it. I just lost my best friend Darrell. Now I got to run against Big T, like oh, run right. into Big T. God.
Right.
Which game do you think is tougher to play, Big Brother or the challenge?
I would say the challenge because it's like it is kind of like Big Brother, but it's way more intense. You know, it's a lot more intense, of course, even with the challenges. Like we're not jumping out of planes and like you know
right.
fighting people and all that physically. Like on Big Brother, it's more of, you know, and I don't know if you saw my season of Big Brother. I didn't even last that long there because I was playing someone else's game. And
that
I had
that guy had a crush on you, girl.
Yeah, this guy was upset.
Oh my God. I watched that just a little bit. It was really? Ridiculous. It was, he was, Amber, he was,
what?
He I was need to watch cute it at now. First, girl, but he was. He obsessed? Thought they were in a full-on relationship.
Oh,
he
no.
That God brought him to Big Brother to, like, find his wife. Like, it was – he would
what?
Over me while I was sleeping. He would be, what? Like, all this – it was so crazy.
No.
And you have – yeah. And you have live feeds on Big Brother, so people can watch you 24/7.
No. Oh, my God. I forgot about that. So yeah, people would just watch him just, like, lurk.
Watching you?
Yeah.
I'm tripped the fuck out. I would have been
you
like,
have to watch it. Google it. It's on YouTube. There's like a montage of whatever his name is hitting on her.
Yeah. Oh, it's God. Like an hour.
And like trying to set up a date. And she's just like, I'm not interested. And he was just like, so you love me.
Oh.
Like that's how it looked. And she was like, I'm not trying to be mean to him. But like it got so weird. I watched God. It. I was like,
oh my God, I need to see
this. Can't be real
insane.
Life.
Insane.
So Amber, I want to know, how do you think Tori and I would do on Big Brother?
Like... First of all, I would love watching y'all because you're so entertaining.
But you could be like, honest. You could be honest about Tori.
No, I feel like Anissa, you would be so great at Big Brother. Tori, I feel like definitely to work on a few things.
That's okay.
Definitely need to work on a few things.
Taking notes.
You would be funny, I think, Tori, like with mustaches and keeping people entertained, but. I don't know about a live feed and Tori and I.
No.
I just feel like that would be really bad.
You're not safe. Your personal life isn't safe. Nothing's safe on the live.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I don't know if Big Brother's for y'all.
I couldn't do it. I'd be singing. I'd be dancing. I'd be twerking. I'd be taking my tampon and flinging it around when I was bored. Like, yeah. I would not be a good person to watch 24/7.
Not 24/7.
Yeah.
I have real spooky hours. Like, I have real suspicious hours.
Yeah, you do. Things that are real suspicious.
You can't leave on Big Brother. You can't do anything. You're just stuck in a house. So you have to be prepared
for
that.
No. I don't know how you guys did it. I have so much respect for everybody who's come from that game because I would literally evict myself. I would evict myself. Like, nope, I gotta go. Can't be here.
Yeah, I'm like, where's the landlord? How do I get out of here? We're breaking the lease, damn it.
Totally. Oh my God, we're breaking the lease. That's funny.
Yeah.
I want to know, because you are a, I would say a bit of an adrenaline junkie.
Yeah.
When we went skydiving and you were rogue, how
and
did that feel?
You didn't get to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was so mad. I was disappointed because I was like, I love heights. Mm. And if there's one thing, you can't get higher than the sky. So I was bummed. I was like, this is something I would have felt like I would have been great at. But at the mm-hmm. same time, I'm rogue and I'm sitting okay this week. I'm sitting pretty this week. I'm fine. Like, so I was okay for that reason. But I was like, why hadn't I done this like another time? And then,
girl, you could have taken my spot.
I would have.
Please. Can we rewind it? Can we go back? I didn't look good in that little leather penis hat anyway. When you come out, I've never gone before. So like, this is something I would never pay for. I would never do on my own time. I had a really hot like British guy in back of me and I was like, do you have a girlfriend? I had to like talk to him the whole time. And he was like, yeah. I was like, not by the time we get down. I'm like, probably I never had something this thick on your lap. Like I was saying everything to get myself out of the scared head space. And then he dangled my feet and he was like, 1, 2, 3, my stomach dropped. And then we float. Then it's like a smooth free fall.
Yeah.
And then when the parachute hit, he was turning us in circles. Mm-hmm. And I was like, could you stop? You're making me nauseous. He was like, yeah, they made me do it. I'm like, what? Yeah. So you could see the puzzle, but you had to get dizzy because Leroy was like, I'm going to throw up.
Yeah,
like,
I would have thrown up.
At the start. So you didn't miss out on the nausea. Mm-mm. You didn't miss out on that. But I will say it was really beautiful. Would I want to do it again? Absolutely not. I'll save that for you because you like the heights. You can do all the high buildings and all the heights over. We'll just leave it up to you.
Yeah.
Awesome. You can come on the next challenge and just do all of it.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'll take it.
I mean, Amber, you are literally making a huge name for yourself. It like for me with you, it started when Teresa was like, okay, let me win this challenge. And you hung on to those fucking balls for your life. Over in the helicopter. And then from then on out, you just kept like getting stronger socially and more competitively. And like you just are becoming this like force to be reckoned with. So what advice would you have to other rookies joining the challenge?
You know, I was telling you before, I think it's just honestly mental. It has everything to do with mental. And go for it. It's your game. Mm-hmm. You go into this, they hit start and it's just you individually. Like it's just you. You do what's best for you. And I feel like stay loyal to the people you said you'd stay loyal to. Mm-hmm. I know that, I don't know. I'm take notes, learn from other vets, from OGs, from people that have been doing this. And, I don't know. It's your game, you know,
Your
game. And I feel like do whatever you have to do to make it to the end. Everyone's there for that money. Everyone's there for $1 million. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, just being a rookie, I didn't know anyone, you know, I was getting to know people. And so I didn't have any relationships outside of, you know, the game besides Big Brother. So for me, it was just like, since I don't have I haven't built a relationship with anyone, I'm going to play the game I want to play my first season. And that was just what I did. So.
Yeah, and you killed it. So I'm also taking as from a vet. I call myself a new G. I'm not like a vet, but I'm not like an OG. So I'm like a new G. But I'm taking.
I mean, notes. We're also working on that too.
I'm just working.
She didn't even let me know about that. Oh, I'm a new G. Like, no, Tori, run it past me first.
Can I You're be like a new G, Mom?
we're actually gonna figure it out later. Now that I'm thinking of it.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, listen, before we sign off, we have a few more questions for you. And I just got to know, because I know this, I'm saying this from personal experience. When I get off the show, I can't even watch the episodes because like my mental health is just at an all time low. For you, like, do you get home from the season? And then like, once it starts to air, are you watching it? Like, are you getting ready for the next one? Like, where's your headspace at once it's all over?
when I finished the season, I had a difficult time. I came home to some news I was not expecting. And so for me, I was just in a space mental. I cried a lot. Decompressing was not easy. I opened up to people that I trusted and just spoke about my experience and was like, this is what's bothering me. And it was hard mentally, like even watching now, like just because I have to relive it and reliving it is just the hard part. But at the same time, I'm like, wow, these people, they're my friends now. This is like my challenge family, and I'm it's something that's beautiful. And I feel like I love the challenge. I think it's such an amazing game. It's such an amazing show. And crew was awesome. Everybody was awesome. So I had to take that and just be like, this was a great experience.
Yeah.
Get out of your head. The mental part of me, just like you said, your mental health is important, which I touch that. I'm very about mental health. But that's where I was. I was like, I need to just snap out of it. I need to, you know, just, I don't know. It's been hard. It's still hard because I don't know. I'm looking at some things people say and I'm like, wow, yes. I loved everyone. I really loved everybody. And
yeah.
And just because I, in some things too, like people want me to argue, people want me to fight, people want me to put, and that's just not me. Like, you know, I'm not going to entertain mm-hmm. negativity. I'm not going to entertain it, no. But I am spicy. Trust me. If I, now that I'm seeing things, I'm like, yo, really? Like I want to have a conversation about some things that I've seen, but sometimes mm-hmm. Some people I'm just not going
to. And sometimes you just got to let it go. Cause that energy to like check somebody isn't even worth it sometimes because karma is a real thing,
yes.
whether it's instant or not. And people will learn hopefully
mm-hmm.
in the future not to be assholes. So, and I told, I don't even know who we were talking to, but you're not going to love everybody. I mean, mm-hmm. you can love people for being people, but you're going to get along with people more so than others. And mm-hmm. that's just life. You know, mm-hmm. and if you can take away good things from the show, I mean, then the show's doing something right.
Yeah.
I love that because I did take something good from the show. And honestly, we're all in the damn pandemic before this. So it was nice mm-hmm. to just have new friends and be around people because I was around nobody. You know what I mean? So I was like, it was so nice just to be like, wow, like what an experience. And I'm happy that I was working out and I was eating good and I was, you know, not really like, you know, in the best mindset, but everything else was good. And I have to say like that I'm very happy and I'm just happy. I'm happy that I've met y'all. I'm happy that I've met the rest of the cast. And I think that, you know, like you said, I can't take a lot of things personally, mm-hmm. especially in the game. And I have to understand everyone's fighting for the same thing. So that's mm-hmm. what I do understand.
Yes. I love that. Absolutely. Yeah. Do you feel like just getting that grip and that like new attitude and this kind of like newfound respect for like the pain and the struggle will now set you up for a new attitude going on future seasons?
Most definitely. I've already thought about that. I'm like, wow, like if I was ever to do another season, I'd be a lot more strong. Mentally, I'm gonna be a lot more stronger. I'm gonna know how to play the game better. So for me, I feel like it set me up in the best way possible. And double agents out of all of them, like really, like that's how I had to play my first season.
That was a fucking crazy season.
Yeah.
Hated it.
Crazy.
Hated it.
Crazy.
Like what a shit show to start. Your first season was fucking insane, but you killed it. Like obviously we don't know what's going to happen to come, but you've killed it thus far. So be extremely proud on yourself. And yeah, that's all I got to say. You're killing it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I have one last thing to ask. Ask everyone this, but we this do. Is what I'd like to know. Okay. Who is your dream challenge partner out of any celebrity athlete? You can pick anyone.
I can pick anyone, even someone I've already done the challenge with.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I just because I've already have the experience, I would 100%, 110% pick Darrell any day.
I'm
all about Darrell. Darrell is like, he's seriously the best partner anyone can have.
He's a good guy.
So I would say any day pick Darrell. I'm only saying that because I've already played this game with him and I know how he performs. If I knew how someone else may have performed out there, celebrity or something, I'm not going to pick you because you're hot or you're good or you're good looking or you got money in it.
Right.
I don't have a celebrity in mind. I have Darrell in mind.
Oh, I love that. Oh,
that's so awesome.
Yeah. He is
an athlete, so I guess that counts.
Yeah, it does count.
He's kind of a celebrity, so.
You would definitely not stand a chance against me and Will Ferrell, though, because Will Ferrell would absolutely be my partner. And we would have a great social game, and no one could take that from us.
I mean, they would keep you around because Will's funny.
Yeah, I know. I would be at his hip like a leech. I'd be like, give it to me, Will. I love you, Will. Will, if you ever hear this, I love you. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Amber. It has been a pleasure talking to you. You're killing it this season. We are so proud of you. You're crushing it out there for all the beautiful women. Oh. Is there anything else that you want to say before you get off? Is there anything else you want to say before you get the fuck out of here?
You want to say before you start getting off?
let me get off here so I can get off of these. I'm just, again, like, I'm just very thankful. I'm grateful. I just feel blessed. And, you know, I hope that I get to see you ladies in the future. And I hope that, you know, if we have to go head in head, let's do it. If you want to come for Big Brother, come for Big Brother.
Oh, shit.
Big Brother, come be a part of Big Brother. If you want to start your lines to me, start your lines to me. Let's go.
No. Woo. Oh. Shit.
Yes. Let's go. No.
Tori's ready.
Tori
is before you went to bed, Tori.
Tori right now. She got shades on. She got her hair up. She is ready.
Amber started rapping. I got to put my sunglasses on. I'm the hype girl right now. Go ahead, girl.
You are the hype man. That is you.
That's me. No, but I want to just say, like, again, anyone that just does it in the future, anyone that has done this, do it for who you're doing it with. Remember your why when you go into this game, and just leave everything at the door. And just try not to, in the game, yeah, try not to take things personal, because it is a game, but understand that we're all human. We all have feelings. Be kind to each other, love each other. And hopefully that, you know, in the end, it'll all just be good energy. That's all I want. And that's all I live for. So that's all I have to say. And I appreciate everyone out there supporting me, and I appreciate all the love. And again, I love both of you. Don't ever forget that.
Thank you, Amber. Love you too, where can they follow you? Where can they spam you with pictures of Q-tips? Because that's what happened to me last week. So where can they send you?
Of course, it's just my name at Amber Borzotra, B-O-R-Z-O-T-R-A. Yes, Amber B.
Awesome. So, thank you so much, Amber. It's been a pleasure.
You too. I appreciate you. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Well, that was so incredible to hear from Amber. I'm so glad that we were able to have her on the show. But let's get into our next segment, listener transmissions. I went on Instagram Live and I got some really funny ideas from you guys. And one of them was playing a rendition of Fuck, Marry, Kill with challengers. But we're going to do it challenge style. So Anissa, instead of Fuck, Marry, Kill, you have to pick one person to partner, one person to kiss and one person to eliminate. Okay, not kick. You're gonna kiss them. Okay.
Am I sending them into elimination or am I eliminating from the game?
You are sending them into elimination.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So it's partner, kiss, eliminate.
Got it.
And right now you have to choose between CT, Fessy, and Corey.
Farts.
What?
I would partner with CT.
Okay.
I would kiss Corey and I would eliminate Fessy.
Oh!
I would send him into elimination.
Okay, 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 okay. Lovely.
All right. Tori, it's your turn.
Okay. Can you pick new people for me?
Yeah. I'm giving you Devin.
Mm-hmm.
Darrell.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny.
Okay. All right. I'm going to... Oh, my stomach's turning for this one.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That could have been what you ate, but yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to partner with Devin because he's my Dave. He's my Dave. He's the one and only Dave, right? I'm going to kiss. This is a hard one.
No, it's not.
I'm going to kiss Darrell.
Yes, girl.
But, like, not because I don't want to get any... I love his wife. Like, there's nothing against their family. It feels wrong to say
fine.
That.
No, it doesn't.
It does feel a little wrong. It's
it
not
doesn't feel wrong to me.
It feels a little wrong for me. Okay, and then, no offense, I'm going to have to eliminate Johnny, and that's just because I have better bonds with the other two.
Yeah, I'd send Johnny into elimination against Fessy.
I'm gonna ride it out with Dave, though. Me and Dave are going to go to the final. We're going to win together. We're partners.
I love that. I want to switch. Can we be a throuple? Is there any way we'd max Dave special?
Oh, yeah. That would be good. Anissa, we got one more listener transmission for you, and I really liked this one. Obviously, I don't want to make you talk about anything you don't want to, but I feel like you have a good answer for this. Are you still in love with Corey?
Well, first of all, we need to pick that apart. I was never in love with Corey. It was a showman's. I liked him. I love Corey now. He's a great guy. I wish him the best with his kids and his girl. Like, I only want him to be happy.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's been years since that shit happened, and we've been friends since. So
yeah,
I really enjoy being his friend.
Yeah, good. I love that for you guys.
Thanks.
Oh, all right. Well, that was amazing, Anissa. It's always a pleasure working with you and co-hosting with you. Guys, remember to send in your listener questions to us. Anissa, where can we send them to you? Where can we follow you?
Oh, man. At Anissa MTV. That's AnneesaMTV on Instagram. DM me. Show me love. Mm-hmm. Love me long time. And Tori, where can the people find you?
You can find me at Tori_deal. And, you know, like Devin Walker would say, come love my body. Come lust over my body. On my Instagram. That was terrifying. I'm so sorry.
It's okay, but DM her weird shit now. I think you should all DM her something straight.
Watch the new episode of The Challenge every Wednesday.
And make sure to catch the biggest event in challenge history, The Challenge All-Stars, streaming now exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Yes! And we're going to be covering all things All-Stars right after Double Agents ends. So make sure you stay subscribed so you don't miss a second of the action on MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Wednesday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.